RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Well, sometimes, folks, it's time to ask the wizard. I usually select the topics and the guests, but this time I'm letting sort of the audience select it. I've compiled some emails from the last 2 weeks that are sort of basic and I think might have some general interest, and especially with people who have eye problems and don't know where to turn, there may be some simple issues. Like someone from Louisiana said, all of a sudden I saw a spider web and flashing lights. What do you do? Well, if you Google that, you can always see it could be a retinal detachment, but that's only about 0.2% chance. It's usually a vitreous detachment. And if it happens and stays around for a long time, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. But you should be examined because it could be an emergency. A gal from Arkansas asked me, I have Fuchs dystrophy. When is it time to operate? What's the next step? And I said, well, is it one or both eyes? Is it your dominant eye? How bad is your vision? Do you have an associated cataract? All of these things have some relative input into making those decisions. But the most basic one is, how good is your vision? And have you tried drops to dry out your cornea? Another young man from New Hampshire heard one of my radio shows and emailed me and said, I've had pain above and around my eyes for 6 months. I've seen ophthalmologists. I've seen neurologists. Nobody has been able to figure this out. Well, the answer is the pain is referred. It's referred from the back of the neck, from the muscles that connect to the skull. If you massage those muscles, within minutes, you will relieve some of that pain. If anyone has ever had whiplash, you'll never improve until you get a deep tissue massage of the neck. You can try to do it yourself, but what I do is I write for a medical massage because there's an ICD-10 code for occipital neuralgia. Tension headache is called occipital neuralgia, and that is referred into the eyes and orbits. Folks would often say, how do you avoid cataract surgery? Well, the answer is, how bad is your cataract, first of all? But if you do want to avoid it, the answer is carnosine eye drops. L-carnosine eye drops, discovered by a Russian researcher, have been around for 13 years. A colleague of mine and I published 2 months ago the first American report of two-year study where no cataract got worse, there was no adverse effect, and three or four of the 24 people actually improved with their lenses. Some even improved their vision, even though the appearance of the cataract doesn't change. So it tells you that there are often many choices, whether it's surgical, whether it's medical, or whether it's even complementary. So when cataract's ready, depend on the patient. A fellow from Illinois said his mother has macular degeneration. She's going blind. What can she do? Well, the answer is you start changing your eating habits. You need the right vitamins. Turns out she was taking a one a day that had only a pittance of a number of things in it. And I suggested my vitamin, which is iComplex CS. You can get that at iComplexCS.com because it has 23 ingredients, and it's the first thing to sort of bulk up your macula. You also want to avoid digestive issues, and you want to avoid antacids because that will slow down your digestion and the foods that are available. So there are many questions you have to ask, and it's often important for the patient to have the doctor email information or send it on in some way so you know when it's more specific. People will say, I have weird eyelashes. Well, are they long? Are they short? Do they grow the wrong way? Long eyelashes can grow because of certain medications. Loss of eyelashes happen because of thyroid disease and chronic blepharitis. Earlier, we've talked about something called Avanova, which is a hydrochlorous acid dilute form that will get rid of a lot of the blepharitis symptoms and dry eyes. So there's always something new, and Googling and listening to the podcasts are helpful. People have commented that they have high eye pressure or funny-looking optic cups. That's the depression in the optic nerve. I'm lumping those together because many of these people are pseudo-glaucoma. They don't have glaucoma. They have one of the signs of glaucoma, but they don't have vision loss, visual field loss, or real deformity of the optic nerve. But fortunately, ophthalmologists are able to follow that in great detail. Someone also said that they heard something about you can tell cognitive decline from your eyes. Well, that's indirectly, they're correct. The OCT machine is able to analyze the retinal nerve fiber layer, the optic nerve, and give a hint as to Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and MS. Some of the latest technology coming out of Heidelberg in Germany will actually be able to look at protein degradation from Alzheimer's in the retina and look at the vasculature changes in the retina. Well, this will be both predictive, but also enable us to benchmark future treatments. What I mean by that is, if you have a way to measure, you can then see whether a vitamin or a pill or any other intervention has an effect. Many people always wonder what's 20/40 vision or what those numbers mean. The 20 means that at 20 feet, you can see what someone at 40 feet should see. So the ideal would be at 20 feet, see what a person should see at 20 feet. That is normal vision. Other people would say, my kid has a crossed eye. What do you do? Well, you first make sure it's really a crossed eye, because many little children have a skin fold so that the eye disappears under the skin fold, giving a false image of an eye that turns in. Louise from Montana told me, what do you do about retinitis pigmentosa? Believe it or not, lutein and omega-3 DHA have both been known to retard the progress of it. Wearing UV-blocking glasses all the time outside and getting rid of fluorescent lights in the house will help delay the degradation in the retina. Another person called me up and said, you know, my husband won't take vitamins, should he? And I said, well, if you can't make them, ma'am, I don't think I can either. And the moral of the story is our soil is often depleted. So we should be thinking about how we supplement and what we do and how we remember to do it. So there are many other stories about recurrent herpes in the eye and taking vitamin C, zinc, and lysine, or bleeding in the retina, that besides lasers and injections, there are Chinese herbs. And there are so many options that people have that they really don't know about. And I think that's one of the functions that the Wizard of Eyes should provide, is to give information as much as possible. And eventually we'll probably have a call-in so people can get live information as much as we can share. Low vision can be helped, most vision can be helped, and most things can be prevented by taking a good look at the situation, getting as much documentation as possible, and looking for options. So the emails, keep them coming, and I look forward to answering the questions as they come, and I'll try to do this on every week's podcast. But it's a pleasure to be with you. This is Rob Abel, MD, the Wizard of Eyes. All of my podcasts can be reached by going to radiomd.com/Wizard of Eyes, and so much information and more. My book covers this. It's called The Eye Care Revolution, and you can get rapid answers in your home. So stay tuned, stay well, and keep seeing.